Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So welcome back, folks. Michael Hecht joins us on the road again, president and CEO of G&O Inc. You know, he's actually back inside the Beltway, one of the most dangerous areas in the country. I don't mean from a personal safety standpoint, just from everything else that's going on there. You never know how these folks return back home and get back to the person that they once were.
Yeah, thank you. I know. I need to get back to my safe space. I need, like, you know, I need my safe word here in D.C. I'm actually pretty safe right now. I'm here in an empty suite in the new office of permitting, or the permitting council, rather, here, a new initiative of the Trump administration.
So tell us, you're up there with, what, 13 or so business leaders from our area and discussing what?
Yeah, you know, we do this every year. We take our group, usually our executive committee and a few others, and come up here and we meet with the federal delegation and other key institutions like this permitting council. And it's to go over our priorities, like the national catastrophic insurance that we're working on, trying to ensure that we get funding for shipbuilding, the TWICE Act, which will expedite people who are getting out of prison, getting into the workforce, energy permitting reform, securing funds for broadband. So it's about pushing those issues, but a lot of it, too, is just about you know, creating relationship capital, seeing our delegation, letting them know that we care, and that way, when we do have something that pops, you know, we're more likely to get a call back.
Michael, what's top of mind that you're hearing from the folks up there? Obviously, big issue as to whether or not they will have a CR for the budget. What are their thoughts?
You know, the sense is that we're probably going to have a brief shutdown. It just kind of politically almost has to play out that way. But then it'll pretty quickly be resolved and we'll get a clean CR. And then eventually the budget will get worked out. That's, you know, nobody really knows because the votes are so close. But that's what I would guess happens. It's possible that we just get a clean continuing resolution and are able to keep funding government without the shutdown. Based on what happened last time and frankly, based on how the Democrats and Chuck Schumer got raked over the coals for cooperating, I think that we might see a brief shutdown.
For the benefit of the listening audience, I mean, you understand this game that's played up there. What does that mean to just folks back home?
If it's a brief shutdown, a few weeks, it's really not anything that we should experience in any way back home. What it means is that there are going to be some federal employees that might be a little bit delayed in getting paid, or contractors, but If the shutdown is brief enough, I don't think it's anything that we will experience on the ground in an immediate way.
Yeah, well, let's hope that this bipartisanship that they talk about incessantly up there can reveal itself at some point during this process,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you know, rear
its ugly head.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It is funny. They, you know, everybody does wax poetic about it, but then governing does seem to happen much more in prose, and it's the prose of partisanship.
Yeah, for sure. The governor had an announcement, I think it was yesterday. It was kind of weird because no one knew what it was going to be about, right? It was almost a secret, and then came out and talked about four initiatives. Tell us about them.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's been great about this administration, the governor, Susan Bourgeois, who's running the state, is they've got this kind of relentless focus on getting the state moving at the speed of business. And so these are four new initiatives that are intended to do that. One is Source Louisiana, and this is a statewide directory that's going to be used to connect local companies to contracting opportunities. The second is a Driving Louisiana Opportunity Tour, which the governor was clear in saying is not a listening tour, it's an action tour, but basically it's going to involve them going around the state and talking directly to key employers and business owners. There's Project Lightning Speed, and this is, they've got this idea, which I really like, which is this whole of government approach, which means that if you have a project that's going to be involved with two or three different agencies, you have one point person and you're getting a level of coordination so that you're not having to go in the front door of every agency and slow down your process. And that's actually what this permitting office is trying to do at the federal level. We're visiting right now. And the last is ensuring Louisiana participation. And this is one that's about making sure that local vendors are able to use incentives. And so, you know, what I like about these programs is that they're not particularly fancy or highfalutin. It's just about, I think it just reflects a seriousness of approach in terms of making Louisiana easier to do business in.
Number of states have embarked upon a program very similar to Project Lightning Speed. I've actually, and I'm sure you have as well, talked to business owners that have located in those states, and they speak incredibly highly about that process and how quick that they're able to get things done. And we all know time is money, right?
Yeah, time is money. And I think what's important about this is that this is an issue in Louisiana and, frankly, in the country, not just for big business, but for small businesses as well. And sometimes for small businesses, it's even more of an issue because they don't have the cash flow to sustain, you know, trying to get open and while they wait for their permits. So, yeah, of all the four, it's my favorite because if it gets done, it's going to save time, save money, and ultimately that's going to mean more jobs for locals, so more money in our pockets.
And it seems like we might have our first carbon capture and storage project underway.
Yeah, this is a big deal. We just approved a carbon capture and storage well near Hackberry, and this is a project by Sempra that's going to be storing up to 2 metric tons of CO2 every year. And what's important about this is that if you look over our horizon at the tens of billions of energy projects that are planned for Louisiana, almost all of them, including the Meta project, are dependent to some degree on carbon capture. So the fact that we now have the first one approved, it's going to go on the ground, means that we actually are moving in a direct way towards using carbon capture as a way of generating energy, creating products, but having less damage on the environment. So this first one going in the ground by Sempra is a big deal.
Yep. And it may have been part of the conversations at Tulane University's Future of Energy Forum that was that went on last week. That's always a big success, that forum.
It's always a big success. I think it's become even more interesting recently because it used to really focus just on oil and gas. Now it focuses on oil and gas, but also on hydrogen, also on bio, and now increasingly on nuclear. because one of the things that's happening under this current administration is a recognition that, man, the only way that we're really going to be able to power all these AI centers that, you know, create the power for the ChatGPT that you and I used to get through the day is if we start augmenting with nuclear. And I never understood, Newell, exactly why nuclear was kind of shunned by the environmental movement, because it's the cleanest energy out there. And the technology has improved radically, and now they're working on something called SMRs, or small modular reactors, that will allow it to be used in different and smaller use cases. So all of this stuff was discussed over at Tulane, and it's exciting to see our universities really leaning into the energy future, Tulane, LSU, UNO, and others, because I think this is what can really change the trajectory of the state that's kind of been in the doldrums since, I mean, really, Newell, since the oil bust of the 80s, right?
Yeah. You know, you and I have talked many times about the European approach as to how they abandoned nuclear, but it seems like they're getting back into that realm with a vengeance.
Well, yeah, I mean, they learned their lesson. I mean, there was a, you know, there was a movement to, I think, that was almost more performative than practical. And the combination of hot summers that caused outages, and then the Russian invasion of Ukraine, which exposed the geopolitical risks of not producing your own energy, has fomented a change in attitude. And so, yeah, you're seeing countries like France that abandoned nuclear, bringing it back online. Germany's having the same discussion. And I think it just reflects a more practical all-the-above approach, which, frankly, has been the approach in Louisiana for a couple of decades.
Yeah. We're excited about tomorrow night, Michael. You mentioned it here. Shucking good night ahead with off-bottom harvest of oysters. I love the title. We're going to broadcast live from Deanie's tomorrow. I think the oysters are half off. There's going to be a long list of restaurants that are going to be featuring the Grand Isle Jewels, the off-bottom oysters.
Now, Newell, at Deanie's, are you gonna get one of those like ice cold beers that kind of almost has like the crystals in it? And I mean, I'm thinking about it right now.
I hope
now.
To.
Are you allowed?
I don't know. with a couple of dozen oysters.
Oh man,
that's my goal.
I think that you deserve it. I think it's a good own goal. These Grand Isle Jewels are exciting to me for a couple of reasons. One is that they're off-bottom oysters, so it's a new farming technique that gives oystermen more options about where they can farm oysters if they have to move them around. And they haven't had that previously, which has really been a challenge as we've experienced things like storms or diversions that have disrupted their farming. The other thing I love about this is that it's branded. This is something that we just haven't done a good job of historically in Louisiana, is taking our incredible seafood and branding it so we can sell it at a higher price. So now that we've got these Grand Isle Jewels, we're doing that. Now, they do say that diners can plan an oyster crawl and go from restaurant to restaurant eating oysters. That to me sounds like a really good idea, but I wouldn't, just like a bar crawl, just know your limit. It's a marathon. I don't know. Is there like a Nathan's, we need like a Deanie's oyster eating contest, like the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, maybe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, it's funny. What I really like about what JEDCO has done here, and you guys do similar things, is you really get involved at the ground level and help develop this, because a lot of these folks, they're so busy doing what they do day in and day out. They don't have the oomph or the backroom operation to really market what they're actually doing. And it's key, as you just pointed out, to the branding and the recognition of Louisiana as producing some of the greatest seafood in the world.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you pointed out that this is a program that was created in partnership with JEDCO, because one of the things that Jerry Bologna and his team do is they will work with these large companies that we're bringing in, like UBE, the Japanese battery manufacturer. But they also do go and work with local businesses like Deanie. They're kind of full spectrum, and they recognize that all of it is important for having a healthy community. So, yeah, so big ups to Jedco, and, you know, I commend everybody to, you know, have a few oysters tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Michael, I visited with the folks from Youth Force NOLA as they celebrate their 10th anniversary with our NOLA Coalition segment that you're well aware of on Tuesdays and on Tuesday. And there, you know, that organization is has been doing incredible work for 10 years and so many cohorts that have moved through it. And more importantly, and I know, you know, you've assisted in this regard, is a number of businesses that are willing to put up their time, their money to create internships for our high school students that I think is transformational at the least.
I love this program. I love the work that Youth Force does. Disclaimer, I'm actually on the board, so I've seen it firsthand. I can't take any credit for it. All that goes to Kate and her team. But, yeah, over 10 years, they've partnered with over 250 businesses. They placed close to 2,000 students in paid internships. And I think the most remarkable statistic is that 99% have continued to jobs or on to higher education. So this is a program that very much on the ground, you know, student by student, is changing lives. And, you know, if you're a young person, if you go into a business and learn not just the technical skills, but also the soft skills, the how to create social capital, you're getting skills that are going to help you be successful in life. So, yeah, a huge congratulations to Youth Force, hitting its 10th anniversary and changing hundreds and hundreds of lives along the way.
And finally, before we get to this break, real quick, UNO levels up in cyber. They continue to prove themselves over and over again.
Yeah, UNO continues to rack up these programs, particularly in the STEM fields. This is one where they've just gotten a grant from the Board of Regents to create an advanced cybersecurity certificate program in their computer science department. They're going to have two pilot courses, one in web security, the other one in network penetration testing. What I love about this is that this is an area that Louisiana as a whole is moving into. We've got a great cybersecurity center up in the north in Bossier, and obviously this is a growth area. So as UNO continues to turn around and to reintegrate into the LSU system, they're setting up these programs, which I think are going to make it very attractive to students and provide real career paths. So, yeah, congratulations to Dr. Johnson and UNO, maybe the soon-to-be-called, LSU New Orleans, or we'll see. But right now they've got this new cybersecurity.
Well, you're not on the naming committee, I hope, right?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you. Yeah. Newell, look, here's the thing. I love UNO. It needs a name that doesn't make most people think of deep dish pizza from Chicago or a card game.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got New Orleans. It's one of the greatest civic names in the world, and then we shorten it to something that means, like, one in Spanish. I mean, it just doesn't make you know, like, what's the next version of the school? Dose? It doesn't make sense.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll check out. We'll be right back with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Folks. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. For the record, Weird Al Yankovic was not my selection, but nonetheless, thrilled today to have a food-related guest, hence the Eat It theme music. Michael Corbett, he's the Executive Vice President of Strategy and Infrastructure for Sunrise Food, and he's here to discuss the first dedicated organic port facility in the United States.
Well, Michael, welcome to the show. We really appreciate you joining us this morning. If you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, tell them about Sunrise Foods.
Sure. Noel, appreciate you having me on. Michael, good to talk to you. I have to say one thing listening prior to the commercial break that please don't discriminate against deep dish pizza as a Chicagoan. I must plug that. But a little bit about Sunrise Foods. So we're the world's largest dedicated organic grain company, and from our roots here in North America, we've grown into a global supplier with offices and teams across U.S., Canada, Europe, Turkey. And what makes us unique is organics are not a department or a sideline for us. It's what we do. We work directly with farmers, processors, food companies to build supply chains that are transparent, sustainable, dependable. And what that means is sourcing organic grains like soybeans, corn, wheat, peas, et cetera, and delivering them to both food companies and feed mills around the world. And over the last 20 years, we've played a big role in growing the organic industry from a niche market into a mainstream industry. And what makes me most proud being a part of this company is just our mission, which is simple and has remained the same since the onset, and that it's making organic food more accessible for families and communities everywhere.
If you would, Michael, a lot of folks are confused by that term organic. They don't really know what that actually means. Could you describe it?
Sure. I will make it the simplest is that there are not synthetic additives used. So there's no pesticides, there's no GMOs. That's the highest level, simplest answer. But there's also a lot of additional requirements, you know, in regards to sustainability, especially at the farmer-producer level, what they're putting into the soil and things like that. So it's just the way that farming and consumption used to be before chemicals.
So this transloading facility that y'all are developing here, if you would describe that and what efficiencies are gained by it.
Sure. So, first and foremost, it's existing working port site here, and Sunrise is simply the newest tenant at the Elbow Street Wharf. So We're not introducing a new industry to the neighborhood. We're just kind of shifting how the port is used by bringing in organic food and feed grains through the facility. And this project, the exciting thing is it makes New Orleans a hub for organics. It's the, as you mentioned earlier, it's the world's first, North America's first dedicated organic grain port, and it's going to help create the efficiencies in the market to push our mission forward in providing, more healthy food and feed ingredients, making it more accessible. And it's also going to be creating about $100 million in net benefit for the state of Louisiana in doing so.
Now, is there a difference in the way that y'all move organic versus, like, traditional grain?
Sure. That's a good question, one that's come up a handful of times. But the big difference is volume and the way that it's moving. So, we're not a massive export elevator that you see down in southern Louisiana. We don't have silos. We're not loading Panamax-sized ships where you create some of these dust concerns that have been raised. But it's a transloading facility. So grain comes off a vessel, goes into a covered system, and moves out by rail. And it's usually on site for just a few days, a few weeks, and not months like traditional grain terminals are. So for the neighbors, the bottom line is that, there is no ship loading. There's far less dust, quieter, lower impact on impact operation overall.
And because of that, I guess it really opens up the availability and opportunity to develop more of the port's property when you reduce, some of the downsides of traditional grain terminals.
Sorry, can you repeat that question, Newell?
I said what happens, one of the byproducts of the manner in which you're moving the product is it makes more of the property that the port has available to you guys to grow the operation because of the manner in which you do it by reducing dust and all of those downsides of traditional grain terminals.
Sure. We don't have any plans for kind of expanding beyond the our existing leased footprint within the kind of the Alamo Wharf properties. The port themselves, they do have additional properties, and I as far as I know, there's no plans to expand that. But I think the objective is, you're really not going to get more than a few hundred thousand tons of organic grains moving through the facility. So this is impactful in the organic grain space, it's still just a extraordinarily small industry versus the conventional grain space. And that's so our existing kind of grain transload plans are going to remain as they are.
We're visiting with Michael Corbett, Executive Vice President of Strategy and Infrastructure for Sunrise Foods, and we're talking about organic grains. Where do y'all see the future? I mean, I don't know what the market share is now of organic grains, and what is the growth potential as y'all are looking forward?
Sure. The industry has, for the last 12 years, the organic industry as a whole has grown about, on average, 12%, and it's predicted to reach about $158 billion by the year 2035. And I think something really that's neat is, I just attended the annual Organic Trade Association's conference in Washington this week, and one thing that is that's a big highlight and topic is that, for the first time from a political perspective, healthy food systems historically have been pushed from, from the left. And now with the MAHA movement, that's a big, kind of push from the right on championing these sorts of things. So I think the convergence of those two components is going to be a really great thing for the industry.
Yeah, obviously, when you have both sides of the aisle on the same page, doesn't happen often, but it's nice if it's your industry that is the subject of it, right?
That's right. That's right.
Obviously, you guys, the relationship that you have with the port and the importance of this, obviously another segment of transportation and movement of goods, always good for a port. In this country, where do you see you guys, will there be other facilities like this that are going to be developed?
I believe so. So what happens is, anytime new efficiencies are created in the organic space, so, versus the conventional grain space, which has been around for, 100 years, it's pretty dialed in efficient. So in the organic space, it's still pretty small. It's still pretty inefficient. So as you create these efficiencies, which provide more accessibility, it grows the industry. And what that does is a couple things. It actually helps grow domestic production because farmers see a larger outlet for food in a growing market, a more, sustained market. And but the imports will remain a large part of the organic space. There's certain things that the U.S. doesn't grow, and there's certain things that we don't grow enough of. And that's just the nature of the world's organic trade. So I do foresee additional investments within the U.S. As this takes off.
Well, best of luck to you, and thank you for all that y'all all the hard work with our port facility here. We are very thankful to have Sunrise Foods here in the city of New Orleans, and continued success to you and your company.
Well, we're very excited to be here and appreciate the time, and look forward to talking again soon.
Okay, Michael Corbett, Executive Vice President of Strategy and Infrastructure for Sunrise Foods. We'll be right back for Michael Heck's final thoughts when we return. Stay with us, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. Michael, I just wanted to say one real quick thing about visiting with Michael Corbett. We've been able to talk to a lot of folks that are involved in the port that have companies that are operating on our port. And I have to say, I'm always just simply amazed by how forward-leaning these organizations are. And in many respects, they're really ahead of the curve relative to technology and so many different things in so many different respects. It's really exciting to talk to these folks.
No, it is. And I think one of the challenges that we have, Newell, is that we typically don't see, because it's behind a wall, what's happening on the river. And so we don't understand the sophistication. We don't understand the importance. So, you know, it's great to give them a chance to come on and talk about it. And in the case of this Alibo facility, it's an interesting one. It's been there since 1910. So it's been there for, you know, over 100 years. And I think the point that you're trying to make, which didn't get discussed or answered directly, is that, yeah, when you have these different uses, when you have containers, when you have bulk, when you have break bulk of different sizes, that allows the port to use its different assets, like the Alibo Wharf. So, yeah, in that sense, it's an important part of the portfolio and, you know, adds to the cash flow of the port. So, yeah, that's exactly why this is interesting to them.
So, Michael, I'll beg for your forgiveness because I took the liberty of reading a letter that you wrote the other day on your Sunday posting that I thought, exhibited leadership in so many different forms. I thought it was well done relative to the Charlie Kirk assassination. Some interesting observations that you made, but I thought spot on.
Well, thank you, Noel. That means a lot to me. I don't usually do that. I don't usually comment on national political events, but I was on a flight coming back from Detroit, and it just was sitting with me, and I hadn't felt this way, honestly, since 9/11, when it just felt like something had happened, and it was going to fundamentally change our lives going forward, and we just didn't know in what way. And so I just wanted to get something out there saying that, you know, there's this erosion of democratic norms. I mean, Kirk was murdered when he was, you know, engaging in politics through debate, which is fundamental to our practice. And there's been this normalization of violence. And it just, there's this concept of the assassin's veto, which is when fear decides who can speak. And we can't give in to that. So I just wanted to get something out there and kind of ask everybody to step back to, you know, from the brink and understand that words are not violence. Words are critical to our democratic process, and we need to be able to talk to each other, even with people who we find have different or even repugnant views.
You know, I find, and you interact with folks a lot more than I do, but so many people are so wrapped up in this confirmation bias, right? They're just always looking for their own personal validation. And I think a lot of people miss when I say, you're the center of no universe. Step out of it. You know, you want to hear differing opinions. You really do. I love that.
You know, well, I mean, there's
I've grown as an individual because of it. I'm not less than because of it.
No, you're actually a little bit smarter, but the problem is COVID isolated us, and then the algorithms take us into these echo chambers, and so our confirmation bias is confirmed. And I think at some point we create this internal logic which makes other viewpoints seem absurd or even dangerous when they can be perfectly valid. So now more than ever, in this fractured media landscape, it's important for us to meet face to face, put down the phone, log off social media, and just talk. And like you said, it's going to make us better as individuals, and it's going to make us better as a country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I applaud you stepping out on the issue. I know it, and when you're out there in the public's eye, it's kind of hard, but I mean, it's absolutely necessary. And as you said, this assassin's veto is real. You don't want to fall prey to it. And I said that in my first monologue after it happened. I said, it makes me want to do what I do even more now today than before, because it's absolutely necessary. As always, Michael, it's always a pleasure. Do come home, though, at some point.
Come home. There's a Southwest flight. I have a ticket, but not a seat. I'm going to be on it with my little bag of pretzels.
Let us not see you in one of those videos in the airport creating the furor.
I'll try, Noel. I'm coming home.
Have a good trip back.
I appreciate
you. Okay, man. You too. Take care. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we're going to visit with one of my favorite folks, Sig Greenbaum, founder of NOLA by NOLA and CEO of SigFest Events. It's headed your way September 25th through October 5th. We'll talk about all that's coming your way. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.